In today's gospel reading, Jesus tells his disciples that when the Spirit comes, the Spirit will do three things. Number one, the Spirit of truth will guide them to the truth. Number two, he will not speak on his own, he will speak what he has heard, and in doing so, will declare to them what is to come. And number three, he will glorify me, he will make known all that is mine. All that the Father has, he has given to me. That is why I say he will make known all that is mine. Those are the three acts of the Spirit that Jesus tells his disciples they will experience when he comes. And I'm going to take for each of the three masses this weekend one of those aspects, so you don't have to listen to it all. But if you want to come back, you can get the other two as well. Jesus says, when the Spirit of truth comes, the Spirit will lead you, will direct you to the truth. You and I, as Western people, when we hear the word truth, we think of truth as an exercise of the mind. Truth is an understanding of the mind. Truth is being able to connect what is happening and what I know, to bridge the chasm between myself and the events that are before me. Truth has to do with an intellectual understanding. That's not the truth that Jesus is speaking about. For the Middle Eastern person, truth has to do with action. Truth has to do with right relationships. Truth has to do with conduct, moral decision making. For the Middle Easterner, a person does not know the truth, a person does the truth. And so what Jesus is saying is that when the Spirit of truth comes, the Spirit will guide you into the doing of the truth. And the Spirit will do that by the gifts that the Spirit brings. Now, the truth is, as I mentioned, is not an idea. For Jesus and for St. John writing the Gospel, the truth is a person. Jesus is the visible expression of the truth of God. In the words Jesus speaks and in the deeds Jesus does, we see the truth of who God is. And so what the Spirit will do is the Spirit will guide the disciple to walk the way Jesus walked, to do the deeds that Jesus did, to observe by action the command Jesus has given. When the Spirit comes, the Spirit will guide us to the truth, will guide us to an intimacy and a closeness to the person of Jesus Christ. And that's the first job of the Spirit. The first job of the Spirit is to lead the believer into an intimacy with Jesus Christ.